Well, Dr. Brand, we are now in the throes of the college football season. In recent years, we've seen a trend where football games have not only been offered on Saturdays, but now Thursdays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Fridays. What are your thoughts about football transitioning to the week?
You know, I have mixed views on that. First, I have to make very clear that this isn't a national office NCAA decision. These decisions are made by conferences and by schools in their own contract negotiations with the media. In fact, the NCAA has no role to play in those media contracts that the conferences and the individual schools have, either during the regular year in Division I or throughout the entire postseason in Division I-A.
Are we flexing too much for television? Are our institutions, therefore, flexing too much for television? I know that football student-athletes don't miss nearly the amount of class that student-athletes in basically all of the other sports do because they play 11, 12 games and the majority are on Saturdays. But are we flexing too much for television?
You know, that's a very good question, and I don't think there's a clear answer to that. It has pros and cons, and maybe different people would weigh it differently, and I personally have mixed feelings about it. On the positive side, it gives an opportunity for the school and for the student athletes as well as in the fan base to be on regional, perhaps even national TV that they rarely, if ever, have that chance if you're not at one of the great powerhouses. So this is a great opportunity for them. It's also an opportunity to bring in, frankly, some revenue into the athletic department, which not necessarily goes to football, but might go to support other student athletes in baseball, for example.
Right.
And so the fact of the matter is it has some positives, but it has some negatives, too. I mean, you're right to point out that the student athletes in football don't miss a lot of classes. People forget that. They're only gone five, six, maybe at most seven games during the fall, and they don't leave campus as much as, say, other student athletes do. But at the same time, a game during the week, even if it's only once or twice during the season, still subtracts from their education. And, you know, some of the worst problems arise when schools so much want this publicity and media attention that they're willing to cancel classes for half a day, maybe even a full day, on a Thursday, on a Wednesday, so they can utilize the facilities and clear out the campus so that visitors could come in and tailgate and what have you. I'm not in favor of that. I don't want people to miss class because of football.
I think you raise an interesting point. You know, football games are, you know, a big to-do on campuses. There are tens of thousands, in some cases 100,000 plus, fans that come onto campus that need to park on campus. It becomes a whole big thing. Can campuses handle that during the week?
Some can, some can't. Depends upon the size of the campus and their facilities. But it's got to be disruptive. Now, someone might argue, you're only doing it once during the semester. Once a year, it's not that big a deal. Well, it probably isn't a big deal, but it's nothing that you should be very proud of. I think you're maybe putting some of the values of intercollegiate athletics ahead of the key values of academic success, not just for football players, but for the campus, for students as a whole. I'm sure that most of the faculty aren't very happy about that either. So it has some mixed reviews. It has some pros and cons. Are we going to be able to stop that trend? It doesn't appear so. It looks like the schools and the conferences are moving in that direction. Again, I have some mixed feelings about it.
Okay, thank you for being so candid.